This week, the National Basketball Association picked an owner for a new team in Charlotte, North Carolina. Normally, pro sports franchise sales, particularly in smaller markets like Charlotte, don't make national news. But this one is different. When the NBA's 29 other owners approve his application next month, Robert Johnson, the founder of Black Entertainment Television, will become the first African-American majority owner of a major pro sports team. Joining me now is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, tell us a little bit about Robert Johnson and how he wound up owning an NBA team.
Well, he's 59 years old. He's the only one of 10 brothers and sisters to graduate from college. He earned a master's degree from Princeton. He worked at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for a while before starting a cable network in 1980 that was aimed at black audiences. And the network succeeded. It was the first black-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. And when he sold it to Viacom last year for $3 billion, Johnson owns 63% of its shares. Forbes magazine says he's worth $1.3 billion, which makes him the only African-American billionaire. Particularly since the sale of his company, Johnson's been on the ownership wish list of a bunch of leagues, and it seems fitting that he should join the NBA, which was the first major pro league to have a black coach, a black general manager, and black minority ownership partners.
Now, Robert Johnson beat out an ownership group that included NBA legend Larry Bird. How important was race to this decision?
Well, the NBA, I think, first judged Robert Johnson not by the color of his skin, but by the content of his bank account. He had to pay $300 million to get this expansion team in Charlotte. Individuals who buy into pro sports these days have to have very, very deep wallets. Cost has been the biggest barrier of entry into ownership in recent years, particularly in the NBA, which has done a good job of hiring black coaches, assistant coaches, front office executives. So this isn't about just having a black owner to help hire more black execs. But it would be absurd, I think, to say that race didn't matter here. The NBA's players are 80% black. Players like Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson have owned small pieces of NBA teams. But having a majority black owner who isn't a former pro athlete, I think, sends a very different message.
What is that message exactly?
Well, I think that there are still barriers that need to be shattered in society. In sports, this dispels the notion that the field might be the only path to power for African Americans. Robert Johnson is first and foremost a successful businessman. And I think also why we'd like to believe that as a society we're past these sorts of first black or first woman stories, we're not. There's a controversy over allowing women into an all-male golf club. The Title IX legislation that aided the rise of women's sports is under review. The National Football League is under fire for having a dearth of black coaches. The NBA is a media business with a fan base that crosses ethnic, racial, gender lines. And Robert Johnson instantly becomes a very visible symbol. And whether that symbol is of the league's desire to demonstrate its own inclusiveness or simply of the fact that there's an African-American billionaire out there.
Now, you mentioned that the cost of the new franchise is $300 million. How did the NBA get so much for this team? And wasn't there a club in Charlotte last season?
Yeah, there was. The Hornets. The ownership of that team was essentially run out of town. Relations with the fans in the city were so bad that the league knew there was no way they could persuade the city to build the team a new arena, which it says it needs. So it allowed them to move the Hornets to New Orleans this season. But the NBA liked the market. It's always been successful since they moved down there in the 1980s. So they moved fast to put in an expansion team, which doesn't have a name right now, but will debut in 2004. And the price simply reflects the strength of basketball. The last expansion teams fetched $125 million in 1995. And as for Johnson, he says this might just be his first venture into sports. He's still interested in buying the Montreal Expos of baseball and moving them to Washington, D.C., where he lives.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Thanks very much, Stefan.
Thanks, Lynn.
Stefan Fatsis of The Wall Street Journal. He joins us on Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.